Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their fourth annual Medium Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at Live Auctions TV or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
The Gallagher name offers tremendous credibility in Oklahoma. Now the Gallagher wheat variety has a very appropriate descendant. Introducing Smith's Gold, an OSU-developed hard winter wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Smith's Gold offers dual protection against Hessian fly and green bug, and its resistance to stripe rust is uniquely better and lasts longer than most other varieties.
Check out Smith's Gold and all other Oklahoma State-developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
It's happened before. We negotiate, and then the Chinese kind of back off of what they say they'll do. And that's made the President of the United States very angry, President Trump threatening more tariffs against the Chinese as a result. The hope of trying to sell more U.S. agricultural goods kind of hangs in the balance this week as negotiators try to pick up the pieces. We're talking about especially pork and soybeans, probably wheat and grain sorghum as well. For beef, though, Dr. Darrell Peel points out, it's still not a big market for it. At least not yet.
We don't export a lot to China, have not yet. The trade war and the tariff situation has delayed any prospects for progress in that up to this point. As we go forward in a longer-term view, it's going to be very important for the U.S. to try to get into that market. That's our best hope on a global scale for significant increase in our overall export situation.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Now, the beef industry is also very interested in another key Asian market, the Japanese market, our number one beef export destination. And it's looking like maybe we're going to get some help there. Number one, we're getting close to the removal of that 30-month cattle age restriction for both U.S. and for Canadian cattle. That could facilitate wider access into this number one beef export market. Removal of the age restriction, according to Aaron Boyer with U.S. Meat Export Federation, could bump U.S. beef variety meat exports by as much as 25%, and it looks like up to 6 to 13% in other cuts as well. We're talking about millions of dollars potentially, even if we don't get the tariff situation resolved quickly. The hope is the Japanese will allow the U.S. to play catch-up with the CPTPP countries and get us back on a level playing field with them when it comes to the tariffs now in place against beef coming in to Japan. From our calendar today, we remind you, happening today, the Lahoma Wheat Field Day being put on by Oklahoma State University Extension and the OSU Ag Experiment Station, Lahoma's field station, of course, in north central Oklahoma. If you're going to be headed that way, you can take an early look at the program on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Several stops are planned for the morning time at this year's Lahoma Wheat Field Tour. They're also talking, besides wheat, they're talking about industrial hemp, they're talking about soybeans, they're talking about cotton as well at this year's event. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue out of the country for the next few days. He's traveling to Japan and South Korea to participate in the G20 Agriculture Ministers Meeting. He'll be delivering a keynote address on Saturday at the G20 Innovation and Agriculture Seminar that's going on in Japan. While in these two key markets, Secretary Perdue will be beating the drum for U.S. agricultural products as well. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. Three full days of parts for classic antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited to bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet now. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.